Each Wednesday we talk technology with our guru. Jeff Quattromani joins us again. How are you doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
I tell you what, I like this list of stuff to talk about today. You got some speakers that I could just stick around the house, is that right?
Look, in the very near future, this is where we're going to go. MIT in Boston have uncovered some research where effectively they're making speakers that are as thin as fabric. So if you start to imagine that you may actually just put wallpaper on, around your house, and that would actually be providing speakers in your home, or maybe the fabric on your jacket could actually be a built-in speaker as well. They've invented it and have demonstrated speakers that are as thin as fabric. So it's an exciting space to watch.
That's incredible. I mean, I can think of a few speakers that I've taken apart in my time. They've usually got a dirty big magnet in them.
Yeah, usually a magnet, but also there usually needs to be a bit of a speaker cone as well,
yeah,
so it can amplify sound. So the way that they've done it, it's literally a membrane where you can see some slight ripples across it, some very small dots, but not much else. It's it looks completely flat and very, very thin. So, I mean, amazing stuff.
I love the idea that we could have that in the walls of the studio. Imagine the sound we'd be able to get out of that.
And imagine how it would be in the car as well, if the lining of the roof could just be one big speaker.
You go past those cars with their doof-doof music and heads will explode. Now, also, speaking of the road, there's new technology for motorcycle riders.
Yeah, there is. From a company called Foresight, they've got a new helmet which starts to build in a lot of accessories that I think people are adding to their motorbikes. So a dash cam built into the actual helmet itself, so it's not a GoPro that's strapped to the side or anything on the handlebars. It's a camera that sits inside the helmet, as well as speakers and microphones. So you could be actually taking a phone call while you're riding inside the helmet itself. But I think for me, having that camera built in is a great idea because, you know, unfortunately, our cyclists are probably the least safe on the road, especially being the least visible.
Yeah, that's right. Well, recently we had the Joe Rider program where everyone was being encouraged to keep an eye out for motorcyclists. But accidents happen, and if you can cover yourself with some video footage, then you'd be stronger for it.
Absolutely.
And finally, we can kiss virtually. I don't mean you and I, but we as in the society can do so.
Yeah, look, this is coming. I mean, as we start to hear about using virtual reality to be immersed in a world where you and I could feel like we're standing in the same room together, you know, you start to think about bringing touch into that experience. Now, we already know we can shake hands through the controllers on virtual reality. We can have that feeling of shaking hands. But what about other things? What about sensations around the mouth? And it could just be, you know, if I sip coffee in a virtual world, will I ever get some sort of sensation on my actual mouth? But also thinking about online dating and how that could move into the virtual world. What happens if I try and lay on a kiss? Will I actually feel anything? You kind of need to if it wants to feel real.
I would have thought, certainly, I mean, that's fascinating technology, but when it comes to the virtual world and gaming, you know, you'd want to be able to feel the wind through your hair if you're going through a valley or you're flying somewhere, or maybe even heat transference or a change of temperature. That would really enhance the experience, wouldn't it?
And that's exactly what they're looking at here is that if you're going to be in a virtual world, you need to bring all those sensations into it. And it could be for gaming, it could be for online meetings, it could be for virtual dating, whatever the experience is, there needs to be that sense of touch because that really completes the experience.
So somewhere in the world, there's a research assistant who is getting a virtual kiss as they're testing all of this process. How do you volunteer for that kind of work?
Look, you have to go to Carnegie Mellon's University, it seems like, where they're all just virtually kissing one another.
Like to think they're getting a little bit of work done in the meantime.
You'd hope.
Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with the latest in technology. We'll speak next week.
Thanks for having me.